toss and turn yeah, as much last okay. night.
Got to get
much
a job.
Better.
Got to get
Sun
a job.
Shining, beach
I've decided
calling,
not
sir.
To spot you.
Every yeah, second of every day, Twitter is busy.
On
oh, my God. Did you tell me?
Hundreds of millions of people around the world writing messages online, sharing opinions, information, and gossip. Strip away all the text and voices, and this is the sound of Twitter, as created by a young student at Bournemouth University.
It's an instrument, in essence, and everyone's playing it. Everyone on Twitter is playing it without realising they're playing it. Some people have likened me to sort of an evil Dr. Tweet with a tweet sound machine.
Sam Harmon has spent hundreds of hours developing his sound machine. He calls it Twinthesis, a computer program created during his degree course in music and audio technology.
It's probably the most abstract and complex sound I've ever really heard coming out of a machine. It's kind of the thing of sci-fi movies, really. Like when you imagine early robots and things, I guess this is the sound that you imagine. And in an essence, Twitter is a robot.
Sam's computer program randomly picks a message or tweet from the Twitter website, something that's been posted in the last second from someone somewhere on the planet. And because he's assigned every letter of the alphabet, every number, every punctuation mark on the keyboard with a different sound, that tweet is converted into something like this. When you've been sitting here for hours on end developing this, has the sound not driven you completely mad?
There are a couple of sleepless nights where I was just hearing it over and over again. It got very tedious after a while.
A lot of people would say that the tedious nature of the sound reflects the tedious nature of Twitter. Sam's developing the program so it can spot certain words or phrases and make sounds which reflect them, so an angry tweet could be turned into angry music. And he's also using Twinthesis to perform to live audiences.
I think it was John Cage who once said, "No purpose, just sound." And that's kind of what reflects here. I mean, it is what it is. It's sound. It's the sound of Twitter. You can't write a Word document with it. It's not very productive, but it's experimental and it's exciting, and I enjoyed making it.